She's not here to judge. She's here to report the honest news on healthy living. She's Andrea Donsky, along with Lisa Davis. It's time for Naturally Savvy.
I'm Lisa Davis. You're listening to Naturally Savvy. Andrea is off today. Every morning, my husband does something that I need to be doing too. It is called yoga. So I thought I need some more inspiration. So I was thrilled when I got the wonderful book, Yoga Lean, Poses and Recipes to Promote Weight Loss and Vitality for Life by Beth Shaw, who joins us now. Hi, Beth.
Hi, good morning.
It's great to have you on. Beth, it's such a great book. I love the poses, and I really love this whole idea of lean consciousness. Tell us, what is that?
Lean consciousness is when you use the techniques outlined in the book, such as yoga postures, breathing exercises, meditation, mindfulness, to create a state of awareness where when you look at food, you know how it's going to affect your body, and then you only really make good choices that will be supporting your health physically, mentally, emotionally, energetically, and in a variety of ways.
That makes so much sense. I think when you take that mindfulness into eating, not only while you're eating the food and really savoring and enjoying it, but helping you make the good choices. Beth, when did you come to this way of thinking?
I've been studying nutrition and practicing yoga and working out from a very early age. And I'd like to give you an example of lean consciousness that I think your listeners will really resonate with. When we look at a beautiful chocolate cupcake with chocolate icing on it and some little flowers on it, it looks delicious. And we all know it's going to taste wonderful. But when you develop lean consciousness, you'll know that 20 minutes later, your heart might start racing. You'll have a bit of a sticky sugar shock through your body as the sugar and the carbohydrates start to literally go into your bloodstream. You'll feel fatigued. You might get a headache. And you're going to have a rebound effect where you're going to want more sugar within the next hour. Soon you'll crash. You may feel fatigued and get tired. So you, instead of having the cupcake, you choose not to have it, or maybe you just have a little taste of the icing and then call it a day. Does that make sense?
Oh, completely. Yeah. For me, I have to avoid it altogether or the whole thing will be devoured in seconds. For me, it's like, just can't have it at all.
And there are some people, and a lot of people in our country are struggling with food addiction. There are some people who have to eliminate sugars and complex and simple carbohydrates altogether. And then there are some people who can have a little bit, be moderate, and then leave it alone. It's important for each individual to understand where they're at with that in order to then make the decision.
It's funny. It's so true. My husband can buy some cookies, even if they're organic and whole grain, the whole nine yards. He can eat one a day for, you know, maybe he'll have one every few days. The whole package would be gone in a minute with me. Like, I just know myself. I don't have good self-control around sweets, so it's better for me just not to have them. But I just look at him and say, wow, no wonder you're doing the yoga and meditating every day. And it probably helps him with that too, right?
The yoga and the meditation is working for him.
Yes, see, which is why I need to do it, which is why I'm so thrilled about your book. Well, let's jump into those 7 steps to Yoga Lean. Let's not talk about them all because I want people to get the book, but just highlight a few of them for us that you'd really like to talk about today.
One of the ones I really like to talk about is step number one, learn, actually, really believe that you can transform your body. Have the belief system that you can do this because it all starts with a belief. Another one of my favorite steps to being yoga lean is step number 4, which is get comfortable being uncomfortable. Learn to love movement.
Yeah, it's funny, isn't it? I've actually heard people say they hate to exercise, and I'm not sure if it's the sweating or the discomfort or the movement, but you're right. It's so important to just let what happens with your body when you're moving happen. And if you feel a little uncomfortable, as long as it's not like a sharp pain, then kind of go with it, right?
Exactly. You know, it's like anything else. You just need to engage in the process, and the process will take care of itself. And that can be said for so many things within the book. the meditation, the breathing exercises. We even have a whole chapter on space clearing, because when you start to clear out your physical space, your home, organize it, clean it, get rid of excess clutter, you will then start to be able to lose more weight and get into a greater state of health. So again, engaging in the process, maybe it's tackling one part of the house every week. And, you know, before you know it, you've got an organized home.
It does make a huge difference. You know, another thing I love about the book, Beth, is you have 6 free weight exercises for the upper body. And I love free weights, and I lift weights 3 times a week. And I think it's such a nice addition to the yoga.
That's awesome. You know, every woman really should lift weights. Not only is it great to prevent osteoporosis and gives you a faster metabolism because muscle burns more calories than fat, but it also is so tremendously empowering for anyone.
It really is. I want to mention, too, you have the 6 free weight exercises for the upper body, which if I didn't have a leg injury at the moment, I would be doing those. But I'm in PT, and when I get better, I'm definitely going to, because I think it's that overall balance. And that's what's so great about yoga. You know, you can make it really hard, or you can do more relaxing poses, and you can kind of pick and choose, right, for how you're feeling.
Exactly. And in the book, we have it broken down into 7 segments. We have yoga poses for energy. We have yoga segments for lean. We have anti-aging segments. We have a segment for relaxation and restoration. We also have a segment for immunity.
You know, I want to mention, too, we only have a couple minutes left, that you have some great recipes. I made your guacamole and tomato salad with spicy salsa, and it was so good. Love it.
Did you put the jalapenos in it?
Oh, yeah. I like the spicy.
Great.
Yeah, the spicier, yeah,
we've
the
got
better.
35 you also have recipes in the book as well. And in the 35 recipes are also broken up into separate sections of recipes to be lean, recipes for energy. All of the recipes in the book are gluten-free. And the book is vegetarian,
nice.
Although if people choose to add meat into any of the recipes, that is certainly their choice.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yes, some of them. I'm a big grass-fed beef person. I don't eat it every day, but I do like it. So you can definitely fit that in if you want. But there's so many great things in the book. Beth, how do we learn more about you and Yoga Lean?
If you would like to learn more about me, you can go to BethShaw.com. I've got wonderful tips and recipes and exercise segments and a blog that's chronicling actually a cleanse that I'm going through right now. So you can go to BethShaw.com, and if people are interested in yoga fit training or getting certified to be an instructor or learning more about yoga, they can go to YogaFit.com.
That's great. By the way, on the cover of the book, Yoga Lean is a Maverick and Unique Plan. Pamela M. Peek, MD, author of Body for Life for Women. Pam also has a show, or Dr. Peek, I should say, on Radio MD, her radio, which is fabulous.
Yes.
So when I saw that, I thought, oh, I love Pamela Peek. Well, Beth, it has been so great having you on the show, and just an absolute thrill. This is Naturally Savvy on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at @YourRadioMD and at Naturally Savvy. I definitely want to start doing my yoga again. Beth has really inspired me. And I think if you can just take in the mindfulness and the consciousness and the breathing and all the great takeaways that she has in the book, it's really going to help you with your yoga program. So thanks for listening, and be well.